The News 95.7 24-hour newsroom is ready and active. When news breaks, we break in at any moment.
Hi, this is Rush Limbaugh. This is my home.
My home.
In the Miami Valley, WHIO.
And remember, we're not doing news. We are talking about the news.
Now, and Ask the Expert Weekend on News 95.7 and AM 1290, WHIO.
And good morning, everybody. Thank you for tuning in today to the Back to Health, Your Guide to Better Living show here on an Ask the Experts weekend on WHIO. I will be your host for today's show. My name is Dr. Natalie Yaley, and I've been with the Back to Health Center now for about 4 years. This will be my going on my fifth year. So it's been wonderful to work for such a great clinic that offers the Dayton area residents and then some. You know, we treat people across the country, so it's been great to work with everyone around here. We do offer many services at our clinic. I am a doctor of chiropractic, so obviously we do a lot of chiropractic care for many people. We also do nutrition services, acupuncture, and thermography. And we are located at 5777 Far Hills Avenue. You can reach us online at www.3000health.com. And our office number is 433-3241. This is a call-in talk show. Feel free to call me anytime during the next half hour. Yes, this is only a half hour show today due to the UD Flyers game that starts at 12:30. So their pregame will start around 11:30. So I saw in the paper today that this is the third out of four home games that has been sold out. So way to go, Flyers. That is my alumni. So, of course, I'm a little bit biased when I'm rooting for the team. But that's okay. We all should be. We're from Dayton, right? So good luck to them today. And also, before we get started, I wanted to wish everyone a happy Valentine's Day today. We'll be going over some things about the heart, just because it's Valentine's Day, might as well. But anyways, this is a call-in talk show, so you can call us at 937-457-1290. If you have any questions that you want to go over with me regarding your health, nutrition, chiropractic, thermography, mammography, you name it. Give us a call here at 457-1290, and the phone lines will be open until 11:30. If you haven't heard the show before, I do talk a lot about thermography when I am on the air because we are the only clinic in the Dayton area to provide thermography for the Dayton area residents. And thermography is another tool that is used for detection of breast cancer. And it differs from a mammogram because it is a physiological tool, which means that it will basically give us an idea of what is going on at a metabolic level. So it'll show us heat patterns and blood vessels that are in the breast tissue and or chest wall. And the reason or how this attributes to breast cancer is that these tumors, if you had a cancerous tumor in your breast, the way that it gets its nutrition is that it forms blood vessels or grows existing ones. So what we see on a thermogram is an increase in these blood vessels and an increase in temperature of these blood vessels that will show up. It has been approved by the FDA since 1982 as a safe tool used to detect breast cancer, and it does not use any radiation or any compression. And it is safe for women of all ages, and even women with dense breast, fibrous breast, or even women with implants. So it's safe for all women. So call us if you have any questions. Our office number is 937-433-3241, or visit our website at 3000health.com. There's lots of extra information on there that goes over a little bit more about thermography and what it can provide for you. And if you missed the show a couple weeks ago, we had a great show. We had a guest that called in, and she was actually a patient of ours at Back to Health, and she shared her experience with thermography. And her thermography report came back with a pretty high reading. She was graded a TH5, which when you get a thermogram, you're graded on a scale, a TH scale from 1 to 5, 5 being the most severe. And so when she was graded a TH5, it kind of and got her thinking about what else was going on, what she may have been missing all these years, and where to go from there. So she actually ended up getting a mammogram, which came back clear, and then an ultrasound, which came back clear, and then she ended up getting another mammogram with extra images, just because, you know, she was talking about this thermogram that she had received, and you know, they didn't know if something was suspicious or not under those mammograms. So once all those came back clear, she actually ended up getting an MRI, which ended up detecting it. So she got three structural tests, two mammograms and one ultrasound that came back clear. And it was the MRI that actually detected that she had cancer. So the thermography prompted her to do this. Now, I'm not saying if you get a thermogram that comes back with a really high rating that, you know, you need to go out and get all these types of tests, it's completely up to you. What I do is once I get your thermogram report, I sit you down and I talk about what we found and then all your options you have. Everybody has different philosophies. For some people, they would rather go the non-invasive route and do more with their nutrition, blood work, other non-invasive tools. But then there's the other spectrum where some people go and they get their mammograms and they go the medical route. So no matter what you choose to do, I am here for you. And, you know, we go over all your options. And I think that that is the most important thing when talking about not just breast healthcare for women, but healthcare in general, is that your physicians need to start giving you more options and better ways to better your health rather than just one option or something. So anyways, we do have a caller online today, Marie from Dayton. How are you doing today?
Very well. Thank you, Dr. Natalie Yaley. I had my second thermography last, it's been 2 or 3 months back.
Okay.
And my tumor marker came back, I think the number was 20.40. And the note in my report was that there were only, and the word only is used, 3 laboratory markers were consistently abnormal. Do you suggest getting thermography again in 6 months rather than waiting a year?
Okay, so the tumor marker that you're speaking of, was that a CA2729?
Yes, it was.
Okay, so for the listeners who don't know what that is, it is a blood test that you can run, and it comes back as a number. Clinically, their cutoff is 38. So anything higher than that would be considered pretty high inflammation, which can possibly be breast cancer. It won't diagnose breast cancer, but it does give you an idea of the inflammation that may be underlying. So yours was at 20.4, which actually isn't that high. Like okay. I said, the clinical cutoff's 38.
Mm-hmm. But he says only 3 laboratory markers were consistently abnormal. I don't know how many is only 3. I mean, did they check for 9 or 10 or 12 or whatever?
Is this off of a blood panel we ran for you?
It is. And I was just wondering, in light of that, would it be wise to have a second thermography in, you know, like 6 months rather than waiting a year?
Yeah, I mean, to answer your question, it's not going to hurt because it's completely non-invasive.
Right.
So it's not going to hurt. There, a lot can change in just 3 months.
Yeah, I had a big change, remember. I had the thermography done a year before that, and I didn't know what normal or abnormal looked like. And when I saw the second pictures had drastically improved a year later, I thought, wow, that's what a healthy breast tissue should look like.
Yeah, so what did you...
I still had some little bitty red spots and stuff. But
what did you change within that year? Mainly things in the diet?
I did. I had been eating a lot of low-fat yogurt mixed with zero-fat yogurt mixed with flaxseed,
okay,
because the combination of those two things just improved my brain function immensely. So I stayed on that for like 8 or 9 months, and I think that's where I got into trouble. But a major change, was I stopped that, and I also started using the Esterol, which is a cream you get from the health food store, and Progesta Care Complete. And I started using both of those.
Okay.
And then when I had my next thermography, there was just drastic improvement, as maybe you recall the difference.
Yeah. And I remember talking to you now about your diet there. So,
yeah,
I mean, it's not going to hurt to do it in 6 months. If anything, it would be a peace of mind for you.
Yeah.
But also what you can do is run some of those other markers that were seen in the blood work that may be a little high, you can run those again completely separate from the entire panel.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask you that question.
Yeah,
too.
Do you know which markers they were?
Was the only one that I see here is, well, he did one for stomach, and that was completely normal.
Oh, cancer markers.
CA2729.
Okay, so you ran like a cancer panel.
Yeah.
Okay, and then three of them were a little high.
Yes, as they
were
consistently abnormal
and
in three
there's
areas.
Other ones that you can look at in your blood work that you did too. One would be CRP.
CRP, okay.
Okay, one would be ESR. You can also look at the alkaline phosphatase. In your report, it'll be abbreviated ALK phosphatase.
Yeah, that's the one he said. These were alkaline phosphatase and GGT and CEA.
Okay, and those were all a little high. So what you can do, what I would do if I were you, is I would retest those. When did you get those blood markers tested?
It's been about a month now.
A month? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
A lot can change in that amount of time. I would go ahead and retest just those blood markers.
Okay.
It's not going to cost you much. And then
good idea.
From there. If they went up, you know, it's not going to hurt you to do another thermogram.
Okay.
But that's where I would start.
All right. That answers that for me. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're very welcome. You have a good day.
Glad you're here in Dayton with that thermography machine.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
A long distance to get it done.
I know. People are driving all over the place, but
no, thank you so much.
Thank you, Marie. We'll see you.
Bye.
All right. So that was a little bit more of a personal call, just because she has had her blood work done. So some of the markers that she was talking about, I mean, when we run a blood panel, we're looking at 60 different things, and then some. And she also got her cancer profile done, and this is all ran in the blood work. And there are about 10 to 12 different markers that you can look at in the blood work that would be elevated if something more important was going on. So not only do we use things like thermograms, but we also back it up with other testing. To give us a better idea of what's going on and how we can improve your inflammation levels and your immune system with a healthier diet and with proper supplements based on your individualized results. So the things that I was talking to Marie about were based on her individualized results. I'm not telling you to go out and just get, you know, three markers checked in your blood work to see if you have cancer, because that won't tell you. But anyways, we will be right back after a short break here on WHIO 1290. And I'm Dr. Natalie Yale here on Back to Health, Your Guide to Better Living.
The Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking weather, traffic, and news. News 95.7 WHIO. Foods Unlimited reminds you to keep your family's winter health as a priority. Come to Health Foods Unlimited, enjoy a new year with a new you. Save 50% on Eternal Water, Zevia soft drinks, and Tofutti milk-free products. Save 45% on New Chapter vitamins and Vega natural foods. Save 40% on Avalon Organics bath and body lotions, Elba skin and hair care, earth-friendly cleaning products, Derma E skin care, and Country Life natural foods. Visit Health Foods Unlimited, 1/2 mile east of the Dayton Mall and Southtown Center on Route 725. Open Monday through Friday, 10 till 9, Saturday, 10 till 6, and Sunday, noon till 5.
Health Foods Unlimited, the natural way of caring
Find new roads to savings at Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks. The intersection of Routes 4 and 29 in Mechanicsburg is the place you'll find dependable transportation. Great deals, no doubt, every day. For a young family member driving to and from school, for a person who spends a lot of time working on the road, or a parent who doubles as a shuttle service, Rick Smith is there to help.
You'll always find a great deal at Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks. Come see us to discover our big city selection of trucks, cars, vans, and SUVs. And if you need a special truck, come see me.
Dave says you'll get a warm reception at his dealership.
We urge you to take the easy country drive where you'll find no hassles, minimum time at the dealership, plus our great selection of GM-certified used vehicles.
Find new roads to Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks, Routes 4 and 29 in Mechanicsburg. Visit their website at DaveKehlChevrolet.com. Call 1-800-886-1000 to get started. For over 30 years, the place to save is Dave Kale Chevrolet.
Wild Birds Unlimited.
The winter bird food sale is on at Wild Birds Unlimited in Kettering. Stop in and save on the best bird food at the best prices in town. All 20-pound bags of seed are at the lowest prices of the season. Try our custom seed blends that are formulated to attract the greatest variety of beautiful birds to your feeder. We don't use any grain fillers that the birds don't like and simply kick to the ground. Our seed blends contain only the freshest seed and are formulated for no waste. The birds eat every seed. And our most popular no-mess seed blends will keep your birds happy and your yard tidy as well. Winter savings are in full swing now through February 18th. And don't forget, Daily Savings Club members save even more on the best bird food in town. This winter, make your own backyard your favorite getaway. Stop in and save today at Wild Birds Unlimited in Kettering at the corner of Stroop and Far Hills.
Wild Birds Unlimited, we bring people and nature together.
Hoping to get lucky this Valentine's Day? Now you can with Miami Valley Gaming's Love Bug Giveaway. On February 14th at 10 p.m., we'll draw for a red 2015 Volkswagen Beetle, plus free play drawings every 30 minutes from 6 to 9:30. Earn entries daily through February 14th. This Valentine's Day, get ready to get lucky at Miami Valley Gaming, just off I-75. See player services for complete rules. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Ohio, call the Gambling Helpline at 1-800-589-9966.
Ready to tackle your home improvement project this year? Then you can't afford to miss Home World. Whether you're undertaking a big landscaping project, looking to upgrade your heating and air conditioning system, or you're looking to replace your roof, windows, or vinyl siding, then Home World is the place to start. No matter what project you're taking on, with all the Miami Valley's leading experts under one roof, you're guaranteed to find the help you need and score the best deals. It's Home World, powered by IGS Energy, coming this weekend to the Dayton Airport Expo Center.
Welcome to Tire Box. May I help you?
I'm shopping around for new tires. Thought I'd try you and Tire Discounters.
Tire Discounters?
They make your tires last longer, so I was wondering if...
Don't tell me you're going to fall for their gimmicks.
What about all the things Tire Discounters does to make my tires last longer?
A bunch of sly gimmicks.
Like free alignment when I buy four tires?
Gimmick.
Nitrogen inflation?
Gimmick.
Free rotation and balancing for the life of my tires?
Gimmick.
You're calling those gimmicks?
Would you be going to Tire Discounters if they didn't offer you all that stuff?
But they do, and they're the only ones.
See the gimmick?
When my wife had pneumonia, she was so weak and she needed help breathing after her hospital stay. So we chose Kingston of Miamisburg. It's the only skilled nursing facility in the Dayton area that focuses on respiratory therapy. She got the one-to-one therapy and special attention she needed. Now that she's home, we're both breathing easier.
Choose the only skilled nursing facility in the region specializing in helping patients breathe easier. Kingston of Miamisburg, the leader in respiratory therapy.
Snow showers arrived this morning. Could see a reduced visibility at times with wind gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Snow tapers down midday. We stay windy and temperatures fall into the single digits by late evening. I'm meteorologist Carrie Ann Merritt on Dayton's official station for Severe Weather News 95.7 WHIO.
The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group Ohio. Now back to health on News 95.7 WHIO.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You're tuned in to WHIO and Ask the Experts Weekend. I'm Dr. Natalie Yaley for Back to Health, your guide to better living. The Back to Health Center is located on Far Hills Avenue. You can reach us at 937-433-3241 or visit our website at 3000health.com. If you missed the radio show, no problem. Go to our website, 3000health.com. Scroll down the page a little bit. On the bottom right, you'll see Radio Show Archive. And that has a link there that will link you to all the radio shows that we do. And so if you missed any of them, or if you just feel like listening to us, then you can go to that website and find it there. So to end the show, because this is a half hour show today due to the UD home game that starts at 12:30, the pregame will start at 11:30. I wanted to go over a few blood markers that you can run to help monitor your heart health. And the first one is called B-type natriuretic peptide. It is shortened to BNP, B as in boy. And BNP basically tells us how hard the heart has to pump in order to circulate blood. And it's been known as a useful marker of cardiovascular risk, even in people with no clinical evidence of cardiovascular disease. And one study done by the Journal of American College of Cardiology found that BNP accurately detected heart failure in 83% of the time and reduced clinical indecision from 43% to 11%. Obviously, a value closer to zero is preferred, but levels over 100 suggest that heart failure is present. And then another test that we can run in the blood for you is called International Normalized Ratio, or INR. And the INR tested basically tells us how thin or thick the blood is. That can help indicate severity of circulation. So when INR is too high, it can indicate that blood is too thin. And when INR is too low, it can indicate that the blood is too thick. Your medical doctors often run this, especially if you're on anticoagulants such as warfarin, because that's how they monitor how much dosage you're getting. INR values over 4.5 increases the risk of major bleeding, and INR less than 2 increases the risk of formation of blood clots, as well as a heart attack and stroke. So frequent testing is the key with these, and there's other things that you can look at in the blood too besides the INR and the BNP, such as C-reactive protein, creatine kinase, your cholesterol panel, obviously, hemoglobin A1C, which would detect diabetes, because that's profoundly linked to cardiovascular disease, and your triglycerides as well. So all of these are included in our report, except the BNP and INR are not. They are extra. And we base whether or not we need to run them after we look at your medication list and after we go over symptom surveys that basically tell us why you've come into the office. If we feel like you're at risk for a cardiovascular event, then we run them and see where they're at. Anyways, you have been listening to Dr. Natalie Yaley here on Back to Health, your guide to better living. Thank you for tuning in today. Happy Valentine's Day, and go Dayton Flyers.